USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. At least three Amtrak passengers were killed and more than 50 injured in Montana on Saturday when their train derailed, according to reports. The fatalities were confirmed by the Liberty County Sheriff's Department and Amtrak. Amtrak was working with local authorities to transport injured passengers and safely evacuate all other passengers. Lawmakers are working overtime this weekend as they face several legislative deadlines this week. Democrats are preparing to pass two key parts of President Joe Biden's agenda, avoid a government shutdown, and raise the nation's debt limit without the help of Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Every single member in this chamber is going on record as to whether they support keeping the government open and averting a default or support shutting us down.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Billionaire Walter Scott, the past top executive of Peter Kiewit Sons Incorporated, who helped oversee Warren Buffett's conglomerate and donated to various causes, particularly construction projects around Omaha, has died. He was 90. The Suzanne and Walter Scott Foundation that Scott founded said Scott died Saturday. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday claimed that images of Border Patrol agents swinging long reins while interacting with Haitian migrants were reminiscent of the treatment of African Americans during times of slavery. Former Del Rio Sector Border Chief Austin Scarrow has a different take, appearing on Fox News.
I can't see any violation of law or policy. I see no one being whipped or strapped, as the President and Secretary Mayorkas have stated. What I did see was a United States Border Patrol agent exercising his sworn duty to stop an illegal entry from occurring.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest defense funding bill passed by the House of Representatives this week includes a provision that would establish a new office to investigate sightings in the sky of objects that are unable to be identified. If the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act is passed by the Senate and signed by President Joe Biden, it would require the creation of a new office no later than 180 days after the bill is enacted. It would also evaluate links between such phenomena and foreign governments, try to figure out whether the sightings serve as a threat to the United States, and report on the phenomena each year to Congress, with the first report due no later than December 31st, 2022. Donald Trump hosted a rally in Georgia on Saturday night. The former president left 13 VIP seats in the front row open to honor the 13 service members killed in the Kabul terror attack in August.
Former President Trump spent his Saturday night at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. The former president criticizing Democratic Senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock.
We're going to fire your ultra-left-wing Senator Ralph Warnock and elect the great Herschel Walker to the United States Senate. And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.